today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, where we're going to speak about how do we avoid bad habits. So be with us. Today is Friday, 6th of Rabiul Awal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start our program with a verse from the Holy Quran. For today, we choose verse 54 of chapter Al-Ma'idah from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
O you who have believed, whoever of you should revert from his religion, Allah will bring forth in place of them a people He will love and who will love Him, who are humble toward the believers, powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and do not fear the blame of a critic. That is the favor of Allah. He bestows it upon whom He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As a general rule, it warns all the Muslims that if any one of them turns away from his religion, he does not harm Allah. His religion, Muslim society, and their rapid process of progression, because he will soon bring forward a group of people to support this religion. And at the end of the verse, it marks that gaining privileges besides their own effort needs the grace of Allah. He bestows it on whomever He desires and finds eligible.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa'ta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب.
Now, the topic of this episode of today's special: how do we avoid bad habits? Dear brothers, dear sisters, when we talk about habits, our mind usually knows what is good, but our body will react differently. Habits are actions that are, simply said, on autopilot, which are the things that we do without much thought. They are already in tune with our bodies. We just carry them out automatically. It is important to recognize that bad habits come from our nafs. That means the baser self, where we crave instant gratification. It can be eating unhealthily or something that is more serious, like smoking. It can be in the form of bad character traits, like constantly talking about people behind their backs. We all have bad habits, okay? Our nafs just wants the pleasure from doing them, even when our mind knows that they are bad. It is a desire to feel that pleasure in an instant, in contrast to everlasting pleasure, like the pleasures of paradise described in the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Have you ever tried so hard to break a bad habit? We have in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book and establish prayer. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is greater, and Allah knows that which you do. So in this way, to get rid of bad habits, and to get rid of bad habits, are we seeking refuge from Shaitan or Satan? Shaitan loves to see people go astray from the path. He knows that addictive behaviors do just that, destroying people's lives and distracting them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By listening to his whispers and engaging in such behaviors, actually, we are letting him win. So we have to be cautious not to seek refuge from Satan or Shaitan. The way forward with this is to seek refuge from Allah, to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than Shaitan. It is particularly effective to try and remember Allah in all that we do, right down to before we dress, eat, and even go to the toilet. And or eat and any other action that we want to do. This will help us to always have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind, seeking His approval and fearing His punishment. This will work as both a distraction and deterrent from turning to the destructive behaviors that we did in the past and what we might be doing at the present.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Now with another question, can I give myself time? This is one of the powerful questions to ask ourselves to break a bad habit. I repeat that question again. Can I give myself time? You've asked Allah, the Most High, to help you break this habit over and over again, but you still didn't manage, huh? Learn how to give yourself time. You might have seen research stating it takes 21 days to break a habit, but there are many results of research stating it may take months or even longer. Let's listen Prophet Muhammad saying, The last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, There is no Muslim who calls upon Allah without sin or cutting family ties. but that Allah will give him one of three answers. He will quickly fulfill his supplication, he will store it for him in the year after, or he will divert an evil from him similar to it. They said, in that case, we will ask for more. The Prophet said, Allah has even more. This is today's special, How to Build Good Habits. Replacement is key. Every time we remove a bad habit, we leave a space in the brain, leaving our brain hungry for more dopamine rush we once had before. Remember, the habits serve a purpose, dealing with the stress, making you feel good, relieving boredom, and etc. Removing it creates a void that needs to be filled with something else. For those who like to play video games to relieve boredom, we can alter this habit by watching interesting documentaries instead. Another example is for those who fall into pornography or alcohol, you could keep your mind and body busy with activities like exercise or creative activities, which can stimulate you mentally, emotionally, and physically. Therefore, the goal should be to change the habit instead of erasing the habit. Find something that will help you shift your focus away from the bad habit itself.
Recognizing the problem is not enough. This is the first step. Then you have to come to a second step, and that is to make a decision to change. You become self-determined to change your habit, to change the addiction, to stop the addiction. Making a firm decision and not allowing yourself to soften up, not being easy on yourself. You know, with children, sometimes we make a decision. We tell them, for example, no more candy, or it's limited. But with, you know, with the youngest child, we soften up. With the teens, maybe we're firm, we're rough. But with the little ones, we allow them to eat candy. Well, you can't do that with yourself. You can't soften up. Once you make a decision to change and to move on and to stop the bad habit and the addiction, remain firm. Stick to your decision. And remind yourself of this decision every day. Write it. Write it on a mirror. Look at it. The first thing that you wake up, look at that decision. That you've decided to stop this behavior. You don't have to put it somewhere where people see. And you could make a symbol of it. Write an X. Put a symbol that only you would know what it is. But remind yourself in the morning, in the evening, throughout the day. If some people know of your addiction, of your problem, of your bad habit, and they're trying to help you, let them know of your decision. They'll support you. They'll encourage you. Tell your wife. Tell your husband. Tell your close friends that you've decided to change, that you've decided to overcome this bad habit and addiction. They'll help you. They'll encourage you. They'll support you. They will stick with you. They will ask you, how are you coping? How are you doing? And this is important.
dear brothers and sisters. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special. Yes, that's the end of this episode. So we keep our fingers crossed and say, Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي